Good evening and welcome to Lakeshore Public Radio at 89.1 on the dial and streaming worldwide wherever you may be at lakeshorepublicradio.org. I'm Tom Lounges and it's time now for Midwest Beat. This program is all about music and the people who make it. Tonight we've got a guest in studio with us, Mr. Bernie Glimm. Bernie has been part of the Chicagoland music scene for decades. He and I have done several shows together over the years, including some live broadcasts from the Lake County Fair a few years back for Lakeshore Public Radio. We haven't talked in a while. We've got a lot to catch up on. And he's got his guitar, so we'll be playing some live music in studio as we talk to Bernie Glimm and find out what's going on and what's next for him. Stay with us. It's all coming up after your headlines here. Good evening and welcome to Lakeshore Public Radio. This is Tom Lounges, and today we've got an in-studio guest. Mr. Bernie Glimm is with us as the crowd goes wild. It's been a long, long time, and we're going to talk to Bernie. He's brought his git fiddle with him, and well, you know what? We're going to have a really nice conversation and take you back to the many decades that Bernie's been playing here. I've been doing radio and all the years in between. We're still here, we're still standing, we're still making music, and we're going to hear some brand new songs coming up in just a few minutes from Bernie live in studio. But right now, let's take you back a few years when he was just a little bit younger from the Playin' to Win album. This is Liana.
She gets up early in the morning, shakes a dream from her six-year-old eyes. She gets up on the couch with her favorite book and holds on for the ride. She lets it take her to a far-off land where silver castles reach to the sky. And ladies in waiting and knights in white armor always show up for the fight. And she rides the pages like a bird and rides the wind, soaring through stories of love. A dove on her wing, she can see everything, flying so high she can hear angels singing. With a mind as wide as the sea, and it takes you to places and wide open spaces where a teenage heart can run free. So let's take her to a far off land, teen magazines grow on trees, starlets and limos and fashion plate heroes are everyday company. You know she rides the pages like a bird rides the wind, soaring through stories of love. A dove on her wing, she can see everything, flying so high she can hear angels singing. Thank you. things of life. But she still gets on the couch with her favorite book and holds on for the ride. And she finds the pages like a bird rides the wind, soaring through stories of love. Yeah, a dove on the wing, she can see everything. Flying so high she can hear angels singing.
Liana, taking you back to 2007. Seems like yesterday we were doing the debut of this album on that other station that shall remain nameless. Playing to win is the name of it. Bernie Glimm and Country Roads. And wow, we used to do Meet Me in the Kitchen. Was always a favorite on all the different stations. We still play that and Liana on my internet station. And I'm happy to play something off that now. Bernie Glimm is live in the studio. And I got to say, I saw a thing on Facebook today that said, hey, we got a gig coming out. It'll be good to see my friends and play out. And I reached out, and you answered, and here we are just a few hours after that.
That's right.
And we haven't talked in a couple of years because we've all been so busy.
Yeah, and we've touched bases through, Messenger or something like that. You know, let's get together. Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
And it never seems to work.
Things get in the way, but our heart's always there.
Yeah.
You know, our heart's there.
We did so many shows together and so many events, like back-to-back for a number of years there, and then suddenly seemed to stop. And you're busy with new songs. You brought your guitar. You brought a new CD, and we've got some new stuff to play. But I thought we'd open up with that because that was something that folks heard on the radio back in the day. And
It was
refreshing to hear that. So you can tell I've been traveling with this because my case is now cracked. It's one of the travesties of CDs is that you take them with you and they crack in the car and you step on them and you sit on them and but they still work.
Well,
obviously,
I'm glad you picked that song. Leon is one of my favorite songs on there. I must say I like them all on there. The ones I get in live shows I get the most requests for would probably be Kitchen. And then from there, it just spreads out. Like, once in a while, I get a request for Ghost.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Last night, her kisses came back to me like ghosts, haunting me completely, beckoning so sweetly. Like the first time she kissed me, she caught me so off guard. Her perfect little mouth, parting lips, pressing hard. And I know last night she touched me. Love me all through the night. 'Cause I've never known another body fits so right. Just like it did a couple days before I lost her last June. She thought without a doubt that I could hang the moon. Could it be that man in the moon and how he shines his love light on my bedroom? Does a man only see what a man misses most? Last night, her sweet kisses came back to me like gold. goes, oh, 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 oh. Last night her kisses came back to me like ghosts, came back to me like ghosts.
Sounding good there, Bernie. Yeah. You know, that brings us to something we were starting to talk about before the show is everyone thinks of you as country. Obviously, you had the band Country Roads. Mm-hmm. But you're not just country. You mentioned growing up in Blue Island and Albert King and Johnny Winter and people like that were idols. How do you describe yourself? I mean, now we're kind of having that catch-all term of Americana, and even that's so diluted now, it doesn't say what it is. What are you, musically speaking?
I'm a musician. And that's really...
Good answer. I like that.
That's really been my answer, you know, because I never like to be pigeonholed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, well, when we have a country night, we'll call you. It's like,
right.
Call me when you have a jazz night, too.
Yeah.
And a blues night and a rock night, you know, and rock and roll night and all different styles. I like playing all different styles. I like playing guitar. I love playing guitar. I love singing and entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't care if it's a polka or jazz or Charlie Parker, you know, or Hank.
Right.
You know, I've always said whenever I was selling the band all these years, you know, I would always talk to producers and stuff and say, we play everything from Hank to Frank.
Oh, okay.
And that's really true, isn't it?
Because mm-hmm.
you've done shows with us.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's really it. You know, there is no pigeonhole for me. I like playing everything.
Finding now that you're performing under your own name more in the last couple of years that people are getting the fact that you're not just the cowboy hat wearing, patriotic, flag waving country singer, that you're a little of everything, that you're, you know, you're a wide story?
Yeah, I think that everybody who's been our followers and friends got that real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got that real soon. That's who we are. You know, we wear Christ on our sleeve. We wear America on our sleeve. We wear family on our sleeve, and that doesn't just have to be country,
right?
You know, and so when they see our shows, you know, and all of a sudden we're doing Sinatra. You know, but it comes out the way we do it.
Yeah.
Just like me being from Blue Island, when I do a country song, it does not sound, you know, it's not Dwight Yoakam.
Right.
It's coming off like a blues country something, you know, just like you just heard Liana.
Right.
You know, so.
It's funny.
I like it all, man.
You remind me probably more so now than then, only because I'm older and wiser and I've listened more. You remind me a lot of our late great friend Charlie Daniels. Charlie was considered country because he wore a hat, and he waved the Dixie flag mm-hmm. here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to his catalog of work, he did so many great gospel albums. He did blues, the Iraq blues that he did.
Right.
The jazz stuff he did. He played with Dylan. He played, you know, for everybody.
That's right.
He was so much more than country, even though he had the big belt buckle and he was in the Hall of Fame and all that.
Right.
And you mentioned three things that were important to Charlie: Christ, family, country. And country.
That's right.
And not necessarily in those orders. They could be mixed up depending on the day when you need something more than others.
Amen to that.
And, you know, Charlie was always a guy like that, too. And I don't know if you caught, I did a memorial show. We had just celebrated 40 years of friendship, him and I.
I know you did.
And
that was a tough
and
one.
It just seems great that you and I are connecting now, too.
Yeah.
Because we are getting older.
Yeah.
Music is changing. And we have lost a lot of our friends and brothers.
Boy, we have.
And on that note, the last time I saw you, you were still playing with our friend Tom Gurney.
That's right.
And he was the founder of Country Roads.
That's right.
Used to play with Catman and all that, and back in the U.S. 99 days. And
yeah.
He's been gone, what, 2 years?
No.
A year and a half?
January 30th. It was the coldest day in Chicago history.
Wow.
So that was January 30th, 19.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that's all? It seems like he's been gone so long.
I know, yes, I know.
Wow.
I talk to him every day. I mean, literally, I laugh. I mean, yesterday I was having breakfast, and I got to thinking about Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny and the Turtle.
Okay. You know,
and how the Bugs would always be thinking that he was ahead of the Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And the Turtle kept on, of course, using all his friends and stuff, you know. And then he'd get to the end. And he would finally get across the line, and Bugs is like wheezing and happy and going, I can't believe I beat him. I can't believe I beat him, you know. I must have been going 100 miles an hour. And then the Turtle walks up and goes, what'd you say? You know, Tommy and I would do this bit.
Uh-huh.
We did that bit so many times together. Not in front of anyone, just the two of us. We just laughed all the time. And Bugs was one of our favorite ones, you know.
You know, every time I think of Tom, and it was funny because today when you were on the show, I got a text from Jimi Hendrix. And we were talking about, I said, have you ever met Bernie? He goes, no, I know who he is. He goes, we've never met. Jimmy's a great, great performer as well.
Oh, yeah.
And but he said, I was a big fan of Tommy, and Tommy's a big fan of Bernie. So I'm assuming that Jimmy's listening tonight. And it was funny because I said, yeah. And he goes, I miss Tommy. And I says, yeah, he was a real rascal.
He was a rascal.
He called me rascal. He called everybody rascal. Oh, that was his term of endearment.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, if he called you a rascal, you were in like Flynn.
That's right. That's right. Miss him so very much. It's been interesting, you know, musically, because you just – You just morph, you know, you morph and you grow into that space. And so it's like mercury, you know, you take a piece of mercury out and then the rest of mercury fills in. And that's what it's like what you do musically and spirit-wise as well, you know, when you're performing without your bud, you know, when you lose somebody. So that's been fun. I've been having a lot of fun doing that. It brought me back to my guitar playing days when I was first starting out.
Because Tommy wasn't there to fill it. Well, you had to kind of pick up more?
Well, absolutely. I mean, Tommy and I, we hooked up really in 2001. But I've been playing. I marked my 50th year. This year is my 50th year professionally. So, you know.
You must have been playing in the womb because you don't look that old.
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking good. You
well,
really
I'll tell
are.
You what. You know, I was playing 30 years before Tommy and I hooked up.
Wow.
So it was either I would have double guitar bands or single guitar bands, you know, and all different things I was with. So. This brings me back full circle to cover all those parts again, too. So it's a lot of fun, but I do miss his playing.
Yeah.
I miss his spirit even more so. So
now, you can still look up Bernie at BernieandCountryRoads.com, but you notice there is a change. And you have at the very top that even though you carry Tommy in your heart and your mind and your soul, you have retired the name Country Roads Band in his honor because that was his.
Absolutely right. He takes that.
And now you're Bernie and Friends.
Bernie and Friends. And I always say we are Bernie and Friends and you're the Friends.
Okay. And you have a gig coming up this Friday.
Yes, Friday.
Tell us about it.
Gaelic Park. You know, during this whole pandemic thing, you know, so many places are struggling. And the ones who do it really good and really right, they're going to hang in there one way or another, you know. And the one who does it really the best, to tell you the truth, of all the venues that I've played through all these years, really, Gaelic Park. I mean, they do it right. They have such an incredible board of directorship, general manager. They put it together right. And it's for families. They have things for families. They have, shows and movie nights.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Fantastic.
Isn't that the place where we did the cancer benefits?
Absolutely.
And that was a magnificent room. It was members of Kansas.
Right.
You guys.
And Hartsfield.
And Hartsfield.
That's right.
And I even got up and sang. And Pamela Moore, Sister Mary, was there from Queensryche.
That's right.
And we all got up, and I think we sang.
You know what we sang?
Love Has Lifted Me Higher.
Your love.
Yep.
Lifting me higher than I ever lifted before.
I remember.
It was so fun because I had went down to the basement in Gaelic Park, and I'm with Ragsdale, violinist, and then Richard Williams, the guitarist.
Right.
And there I am, and they're working up my arrangement of this great song, you know, and I'm thinking, this doesn't happen every day. I got to remember this.
That was such fun.
That was fun.
Perry was still with us, wasn't he, Perry Jordan?
Perry is with us, and the last time that you and I were together in a radio studio in your
Perry
studio.
Perry was with us there.
Perry is with us here, and Tommy was there.
That's right.
And we lost Perry.
And for those that don't know Perry, Perry was a founding member of Hartsfield that was signed to Mercury Records and helped pioneer, and I don't care what anybody says, Hartsfield was on the cusp of pioneering the country rock sound right along with the Eagles and Poco and all those guys.
Absolutely, man.
And I don't think they got their just due because they were always being put out with the wrong bands on tour. They were out with Kiss and AC/DC and people like that. It wasn't a good meld, so they didn't catch fire like some of the others did.
Those guys put out 11 albums.
Yeah.
I mean, they were good stuff, but you know, then there were the Eagles.
Yeah,
you know, and so it was touch and go there, you know, between those two bands. But when we were in the studio that day, what we did, if you remember right, is that we did Perry's song, and then Perry
did one of your songs,
one of our songs.
Yeah,
so we did this one from Perry. When I first met you, didn't understand what a nagging, crabby woman can do to a man. It seems that the girl I married ain't quite the same. Well, I thought I knew you better when I gave you my name. Now, the only time I'm sober is when you're gone, and the bottle is the only thing that keeps me hanging on. The man on the radio keeps singing sad, sad songs. Like the only time I'm sober is when you're gone at night.
Well, that brings back memories.
Oh, man, Perry Jordan. I love that.
Perry and Tommy looking down on us right now and calling us rascals.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Oh, my goodness. Bernie, it's great catching up with you. And like we said, it's been so long. You have been in the music business 50 years.
Yeah.
Always in Chicagoland?
No, I've been all over, man. I lived in Kankakee Kentucky. Not Kankakee. No, I've played there, but... but Kentucky, I lived down there for a while, and then I was traveling a lot, you know, mm-hmm. and did a lot of traveling. I've been in 36 states and Mexico, Canada, Europe. And you know, I've been around a whole bunch. And but then I came back to Chicago and I met Karen, and that was great. And I was playing jazz in the North Side for a while with, you know, jazz fusion type, you know, funk band, and it was great. And I met my wife, and as you know, Karen, and
right.
she performs with me and writes and. She's
trying. And does your daughter. And
As does Rachel, who's right now expecting son number 3.
Oh, my gosh.
Any day. Literally any day. So,
And she's still performing when she's in between diaper changes?
Actually, yes.
Okay, because she's got a great voice.
Oh, she's tremendous, yeah. And so the two of them together, Perry wanted to steal them when we did that show with Kansas.
You know, yeah, I remember that.
And he said, you know, can they maybe, you know, I said, no, they can't. Don't even ask,
the Hartsfieldettes?
No, that's right. No, you're not getting them, okay? Because wow. they truly can make Lassie sound like a star. So
Yeah, you know. they are great. Yeah. The whole band was so good with Country Roads Band. Now, I know that Friends means you've got an option there to change the lineup from show to show.
Yeah.
Because you do play with a lot of people. You know that's a lot of people. They know you.
Yeah.
Who is going to be performing Friday, and typically, who is still performing with you?
The same people, basically, who have been with me for the most amount of years. You know, I've had so many different people in the band, but mostly my main drummer is Scotty Bonshire, who is Hartsfield's drummer.
Right.
And I met him on a gig with Hartsfield, you know.
And you stole him.
I couldn't quite steal him.
Okay.
I'd like to completely steal him, but... No, he's with Hartsfield, and he's also with us, and he's also with Jay Walker's Great Jam Band. So
I don't know them.
Yeah, the Great Jam Band, good guys in that band, man. Wally Walrath's in there, and
okay, now I know Wally.
Yeah, man, you know, so there's great guys in there. Frank Anastas is playing in there. So
okay, know him
Stubbe's
too.
Stubbe's on bass. Yeah, it's a real good band. They're a lot of fun. They're playing a lot of the classics and stuff. Anyway, but Scotty's usually my drummer. And if not him, then Gary Donnelly from the original. Hazard County Band.
Okay.
Okay. You know, Nelson and all those guys. You know, so
anyway, but Scotty's normally the guy. And then on bass is Jimmy Williams, remember Crossfire?
Okay. Yeah.
Great Crossfire.
Crossfire with a Y.
My favorite still to this day. That's my favorite band. I loved Crossfire, Wayne and all those guys.
I remember
guys,
they had a 45. That's all I can remember.
That's
we used
right.
to play it.
That's right. They did. They
couldn't
did.
Tell you what the song title was, but they had a 45. They were one of the first local bands I got a 45 from.
That's right. That's right. And it's called These Days.
Okay.
I think it was. But anyway, so Jimmy's on bass. I also have Jordan Foster on bass, and that's who's going to be with me.
Okay.
This coming Friday. So I'll have Scotty on drums, Jordan Foster on bass, a tremendous young bass player. He's been playing in our church band, which Karen's the leader mm-hmm. of. He's been playing that bass for since he was 13 years old. He's 26 now.
Wow.
So, but he's just
half his life.
He's a phenom, half his life. That's
now,
true.
Tell me, Al Joseph is still with you.
Now, Al, of course, always Al.
Now, the amazing thing for those that weren't there, and most of you probably weren't, the show we're talking about, the cancer fundraiser we did for some mutual friends, is we had Kansas on there, and you mentioned David Ragsdale. Dave Ragsdale and Al Joseph doing the fiddle, the battling fiddles, that's is right. one of the highlights of my entire career yeah. watching a live show.
Yes.
Those two are both monsters, and to put them together,
yeah.
it blew my mind.
And they were doing Dust in the Wind.
Yeah.
You know, and it was so cool. And I look over there, and I see that Dick Williams is playing Dust in the Wind, the acoustic part, the finger-picking mm-hmm. part, on my Taylor. Okay. And hanging off
wow.
while Ragsdale is playing fiddle on that song, hanging off his shoulders is my black Telly. And then there's Al up there playing with him. And I'm thinking, this is really special stuff,
yeah.
you know. So it was a whole lot of fun.
It was a great reason. There's some friends of ours that Mr. Holmquist.
Yeah, Neil. Yeah, Neil, man. Yeah,
great producer, great drummer,
absolutely.
Great studio.
Yep.
It was for his family and to have Kansas there because his son is a drummer, percussionist, drum tech, everything.
Yes.
All rolled into one for
that's
Kansas.
Right. That's right. I was listening to Ghost yesterday.
Uh huh.
And it's probably why I just, you know, popped
that's
out.
That's why you remember the words.
Yeah, that's why I remember the words is right. But I was listening to the drum part and that was a Neil on drums, you know, Neil.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, he would hit. Go and then run over the drums and lay a track down. And he's tremendous, you know.
Yeah.
What a powerful drummer.
Is Eric, his son. Both monster drummers.
Absolutely, but he learned from his dad.
Right, right. So, will Al be there Friday in Gaelic Park?
Oh, yeah. Al, okay. It'll be me, Al, Scotty, and Jordan.
Okay.
And
it's an outdoor event. It's open to the public,
that's
so there's
right.
plenty of room for social distancing because that's quite a right. big venue, quite a big area.
It is. There. It is, and it'll be outside in the patio and in the back. And it's great patio, man. It really is. It's great sound in there. It's totally covered.
Mm-hmm.
It's covered, you know, so it's like you're in an airplane hangar. But, I mean, a really cool one because mm-hmm. all the sides are open and stuff. It's beautiful.
So rain doesn't matter?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, you can't get rained out there, so that's really cool. And it starts at 7:00. It's 147th, 6117 West 147th Street, Gaelic Park,
Oak Forest. Mm-hmm. That's not that far from here.
No, well, from here, no.
Well, no. Well,
if my Indiana friends would drive out west once in a while, because you know so many good Indiana friends that we've made through the years, and they say, when are you coming back to Indiana? I say, when are you coming to Illinois?
Yeah, yeah. We're not that far apart.
We're not,
I mean,
you know,
it's worth the drive if you haven't seen you in a while, and it's a great venue, and they get good food, as I recall.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
So is this like a dinner show then?
Well,
will they be serving dinner while you're playing or vice versa?
I believe so, yeah. They've got a really good chef there. So, no doubt about it. There's always dinner there, you know.
Right.
And, it's always good because I do. The older I get, the earlier the shows get.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that sounds like something Jimmy Peterick taught me. He goes, I don't want to go on last. Can I go on like second? Because then I can be at home in bed by 9, 10 o'clock. And I'm like, I didn't get that at first, and now I'm feeling that. I'm like, I know what Jimmy's talking about.
Yeah, right.
You brought a CD that's got two new songs in it, and we're going to have you play a live one in a minute. But first, tell me about this Money for Beer.
Okay, well, this is fun. You know, Kenny Chirilla, all right, he's a good buddy, and he was the marketing GM over mm-hmm. at...
you know he was one of my students.
No.
Ken Chirilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Highland?
Yeah.
He wrote Mitch Michaels' book?
Right.
Yeah. I met him when he was 14. He used to write for Midwest Beat. He was nephew's buddy.
That's right.
And he was a student I met in a class appearance. And haven't shaken him yet.
Well, he's still here because a couple of years back we got together and said, let's see, you know, if we write
I knew
some
he
songs.
Was dabbling in songwriting. He so was, this is one yeah. you wrote with him?
That's right. So we wrote this one. And we
I hope he's listening.
These next two, in fact.
Okay.
Both these songs that Kenny and I wrote together. And yeah. And,
now, Ken is from Highland, for those that don't know. He was with US 99. He was with a couple other stations over the years. He wrote Mitch Michael's biography. In fact, when Mitch was in here, Ken was with him. He wrote a book about cancer surviving.
That's right.
He is quite a talented young man.
And he was the GM at Balmoral Racetrack. GM.
That's right. He did all those band concerts. He used to get us tickets for our pet rock events and stuff. I forgot about that side of his career.
Yeah.
So Ken is someone that's done us proud. You know, I'm just very happy to see the career path he's taken. And I knew he was writing country music because last time he told me that. Mm-hmm. But he did not tell me that he was writing with you.
Yeah. Well,
so this is going to be fun. Let's play. Yeah. Is there a story to it before we play?
Well, the story is, like we said, let's just write a party song, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we just literally wrote the party song. And that's it. Then I went and recorded it.
Wow, so this is it. Gather up your coins. We're getting money for beer.
Yep.
Car I drive is 10 years old. Most of my socks got holes in the toes. I don't dress in the latest style. The boots I wear have a million miles. Hey, I don't care. I save my money for beer. So hoist one up, knock one down, have some fun, have another round. Hell yeah, I don't care, 'cause I save my money for beer. Jones, it ain't much, but it's my home. I go see a lot of bands play. Long seats are far away. But hey, I don't care. I save my money for beer. So hoist one up, knock one down, have some fun, have another round. It up, raise a glass, 'cause life was meant to live and time goes fast. So hoist one up, knock one down, have some fun, one more round. Hell yeah, I don't care, 'cause I save my money, I save my money, we save.
Sounds like a plan.
Woo!
Mercy. We're saving money from beer.
It's a good day to have a cold beer today.
Yes, it is. Is that one you're going to play this Friday at Gaelic Park?
You know, I just might. You know,
are you playing these out?
I haven't run it down.
Okay.
That one I have not played it out yet because I just haven't run it all down with the guys.
Okay.
You know, but that was fun. That was fun recording that, you know, and.
How long has that been recorded? Why haven't I heard that before? Why hasn't it been released?
We just haven't seen each other, and we just haven't released it, and it's not finished. I mean, that was a rough cut.
That sounded fine to me.
Well, good. That was a rough cut, though. I mean, there's no harmony on it. That's a straight rough cut. That was just, I laid all the guitar
but
parts.
But you don't always need then, harmony. You sometimes strip down, and minimalist is the best.
I talked to Bobby Dylan about that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
If I didn't think it sounded good enough, I certainly wouldn't have brought it to you today.
Wow.
That's for sure. So I thought it sounded good, but I'd love to have the girls on that one. I just hear their, you know, that crystal thing that they put on the top, you know.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah.
That's a fun song.
That's a fun song, isn't it?
That has a real Hank Jr.-y kind of groove to
it. Yes, yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, who's playing on that?
That's me playing all the guitars.
Okay.
And
obviously singing.
Singing, right. And then I got Jimmy on bass, and I had Jason Parks on drums.
Okay.
And he was one of the part owners of that studio. And then my ex-son-in-law, in fact, Steve Asham, is at his studio, and Jason, their cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was in on it as well. But it's really just, you know, bass and then all my guitar lines. And Al is on fiddle on this, too.
Okay.
And I'm having him playing a style of fiddle, though, that's that real nasty.
Yeah.
You know, real nasty
rock. It's swampy.
Yeah, exactly. Swampy rock fiddle is what it is. So, yeah, so we had fun doing it. Had fun.
How long ago was the sessions? When did you record them?
Just a couple of years ago.
Okay.
3 years back.
So you got two songs here today that you wrote with Kenny. Mm-hmm. How many did you guys write total?
Oh, I would say probably 4 or 5, I think.
Are you still writing together?
No, because you just move on, you know, okay. You move on. We wanted to see if we could get a writing contract really down there, you know, with the publisher. Mm-hmm. And
Ken's good with business, too. So.
Yes, he is. And we approached it that way very seriously. You know, mm-hmm. We were having business luncheons. Okay, that's
wow,
very serious.
Your people were talking to their people.
Exactly, exactly right. And once in a while, I would talk to their people. But you know, it just nobody really bid on it.
Okay,
you know, and we even had those demoed down there. You know, some demo guys and the whole studio's musicians got on it and did their versions of it, and but nobody bid on it. You know, but you know, just remember though. Back in the 50s is when Mel Tillis wrote, "She's painting up her lips and rolling curlered hair." Right?
Yeah.
And that sat there.
25 years.
That sat there for the 60s, till the 60s, until Kenny.
Oh, that's right. It was the 60s, not the 70s.
But it was written in the 50s.
Wow.
And it sat there collecting dust, and a number of people demoed it, quite a few, until Kenny Rogers, manager, said.
See, I always thought that was a Kenny song. I didn't know Kenny didn't write that.
No, Mel Tillis wrote it.
Hmm.
And he wrote it about the Korean War. But it came out during the Vietnam War.
Right.
And we thought he was singing about the Korean, a Vietnam vet. But he was singing about the Korean vet.
I never knew that.
So that's how long a song can sit there until finally he says, you know, hey, I'll try it, you know.
Right.
So I think Kenny's manager said, you know, you're doing okay with, you know, what condition my condition is in thing. But I think that you need to jump into this country thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be a crossover type guy. And so here's a song. And enough,
Ruby did it for him.
And Ruby killed it, yeah.
Wow. You got other dates on your calendar. A summer noted is canceled.
Yeah.
But are some of these still going on? We've got Lenny Q's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That's over at the Lansing Airport.
Lansing Airport.
That's a really nice little place.
I love those people.
Yeah.
Lenny and
it's a quirky
Lauren.
Little joint. I like that. That's what I like about it.
And it's a good vibe. You've got to come over there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to come over there. It's just a great vibe. It's like the original vibe, which was you can have a really good time there. I mean, a rip-roaring good time, but it's clean and it's the vibe is about love thing, but it's a party place.
Yeah.
It really
is. It's right at the airport, too, so you can watch planes take off
and
land.
It's great. It really is. So I love it, and I play nice, of course, old man hours, 6:30 to 9:30, and I'm there.
Is that solo? Because it's not that big.
No, it's totally me and a guitar and an audience.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah, and that's the last Friday of each month. Next Friday, I'm at Ed and Joe's. Al and I do a duet there.
Okay.
It used to be a trio until Tommy decided to check out.
Mm-hmm. Because he didn't go to the doctor.
That's right.
Tommy.
He wouldn't listen.
You rascal, you.
You rascal. And so and so that is every other month. And so that's next Friday. And then Saturday is I think that's the 22nd, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
That is Side Street, another great, great venue. The owner over there, Jimmy, is a top-shelf dude. And
where's that at?
That is like 184th, basically, in Harlem.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of hotels and over the motels, and there's this place right in the middle of it. Talk about location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever want to own a club or a restaurant, plop it in the middle of guys who are traveling all the time.
Right.
So he's surrounded by motels. Great place. Cool place. So, yeah, these places are all good friends and clients, and they've all lasted. And you know.
And all the dates are listed at BernieGlimCountryRoads.com. Again, BernieGlimCountryRoads.com. Right. Now, the 22nd is still listed as a TBA, so you got to get that.
Is it still TBA?
It's still TBA.
Okay, yeah, that's Side Street in Tinley Park. And, you know, I've been meaning to, you know, change the website because
it's hard to, though.
I'm just going to make it Bernie Glim. You know, and then people just Google my name and there it is, you know, because that's what I tell them that anyway.
Right.
You know, where do I find you? Well, just Google Bernie Glim and then Bernie Glim Country Roads will pop up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not Country Roads anymore.
Right.
And so.
Well, for a while, you guys just went to CRB, too.
Yeah.
And like an acronym when you were kind of dabbling, because, again, people thought you were just country.
And
you did
that's
that,
why.
And you were able to get some other bookings. I remember seeing you. We did that one.
We did. You sang it.
I did.
Yeah, so we.
See, Jose, you would never have known.
No.
They would start playing it, and Tommy would pull me up on stage, and him and Bernie would have these smiles, and all of a sudden it was star time, and I had to come up and sing Locomotive Breath.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Killed it, too, man. Killed it.
Yeah, back then I still had a little bit of a voice. Now it's pretty well gone.
But the reason I wanted to call it a CRB is because I didn't want it to be pigeonholed as Country Roads. Because especially when you think of Country Roads, you're thinking, man, like, this is ancient stuff, too.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking John Denver stuff. So, and, you know, that's not totally accurate on what we did. So,
right.
Anyway.
Let me ask you a question. Since you have been around so long, I know you're a big fan of the old school guys, the Mel Tillises, the Johnny Cashes, the Paychecks, Waylon, as am I. I can't wrap my head around a lot of the new country. I do like Shooter Jennings and Sturgill and a few of those guys. But some of this stuff, I don't even feel that it's country.
It's not.
I don't get why they call it country.
They're looking for some venue to sell your product. Okay, and they're not going to. Where are they going to sell it? In hip hop or rap?
Yeah,
you know, because rock is where's
dead.
Rock? Rock
yeah.
is dead. So, it used to be called, like, you know, Garth called it muscle country, and when it first came out, because that was just like adding some real power guitars, but there were still some melodies to it. You know, Jason Aldean, I dig Jason, man. You know, Zach Brown, great.
Zach is great.
Zach's
I don't really consider him country
great,
though.
You know?
If he would have come out in our day, he'd have been right there with Seeger and some of those other acts.
Oh, that's right, because he's not just country. Absolutely not, you know. But yet he'll all of a sudden throw a bluegrass thing in there
right.
on his album. But, yeah, well, what's happening today is like a country rap with three power chords.
Yeah, I don't get the rap and country crossover either. I salute him for trying something different and evolving the music, but
sure.
I just don't get that myself.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, you being someone that makes a living at music and have played all the styles and was known and big in the country scene, what your take was on some of these artists. And I just have a hard time describing that as country. I have a hard time in my record store putting some of these in country.
Yeah, and I can imagine you, especially because you have a really wide range. I mean, you know, you know more music and know more about music than any musician that I will ever know.
I don't know about that.
No, we all agree on that. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Charlie would say the same thing if he was here, and so would Tommy. Your range of all the people that you've known. And that you've interviewed and become your pals and that you've done shows with over the years. I mean, the biggest names ever. And you'll tell them who was playing trumpet on their third album. You know, it's like, and they're going, oh, I didn't know Jose was on trumpet. Yeah, Jose was on trumpet.
He plays a mean trumpet, let me tell you.
So, I mean, that's who you are. I posted today and I said, you know, I'm going to be with an icon tonight. And you are.
Well, thank you.
You know. So.
Let's play another song live.
Okay. All right.
We've got about 12 minutes left.
Okay, good.
We can get two more songs. Let's do a live one. We'll play the second one off the CD.
Sounds good. This one was about Karen.
Okay, which is your wife of how many years?
40.
Wow.
40 years.
I seen your sweet face by the firelight dancing. I seen it kissed by the rain, and I seen your warm smile, moonlight shadow. I felt my love start to flame. And I've seen your golden hair caressed by the sunlight as if you were its favorite child. And I felt your soft touch show me so much, always made my blood run so wild. Not even Mother Nature, oh, Father Time, could ever dim this love that's mine. Not even Mother Nature, oh, Father Time, could hope to find love like mine. Today I saw you by the firelight. You were dancing in the rain. You might have lost a step or two. Today in your garden, it took a little while. Straighten up your back, it's true. But I've seen your silver hair caressed by the moonlight as if you were its favorite child. I still feel your soft touch, baby, showing me so much. You always made my blood run so wild. Not even Mother Nature, oh, Father Time, could ever dim this love that's mine. Not even Mother Nature, oh, Father Time, could hope to find a love like mine. Not even Mother Nature, oh, Father Time, could hope to find love like mine.
Bernie Glimm, live in the studio here at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, and streaming worldwide wherever you are at lakeshorepublicradio.org. Live in real time, and good song. How old is that one now? Is that the same era, a couple years?
No, that one, I mean, I wrote that song probably some of those lyrics 40 years ago. I mean, when we were dating, you know, I was dabbling with that song. And I kept messing with it, you know. And then I used to do a jazzy and stuff. I seen your first hand. I seen a kiss by the rain, you know. And I've done it every different kind of way, you know. But I just wanted to get it out there because that's how I feel about her.
Mm-hmm. And what's the secret to being in a successful marriage and being in a successful band? They are very much parallels, and you have succeeded in both. You've been with the same musicians for many years, built it as a family more than a group of friends and musicians, mm-hmm. and you have become the ultimate family man. As you mentioned earlier in the show, family is very important. Mm-hmm. How do you keep it at the forefront? How do you not get tempted by all the things in this world that can stray us?
Oh, you're tempted, no doubt about it. You know, I mean, you're tempted and you're weak, mm-hmm. you know, and you make mistakes. But you have to be able to say, forgive me. I think the two most important things in a relationship is I'm sorry or forgive me. That's the two most important words. That's what's going to get you 40 years and 50 years mm-hmm. in meaning it, you know. And, of course, you can't say those words until you find some kind of humility.
Right. And they can't be hollow.
It can't be hollow, and humility comes through Christ. And that's the only way I've found to be able to be honest relationship and to be honest with myself and to be have the guts and the courage to say, mm-hmm. forgive me, I'm sorry.
Now, is that the same way it works within the confines of the band? Because you guys are like brothers. I have rarely seen a band that has been as closely knit mm-hmm. as you and Tommy and Al and the guys, you know, because you're constantly, after the show, it's not like we grab our guitars and go home.
Oh, no.
You guys have a communion of friendship almost before mm-hmm. and after the show. And I was always in that circle. I always felt proud to be in that circle.
Yeah.
Tommy'd come over and say, come on over here. You know, and we'd hang out together for a few minutes or whatever. You do a prayer circle. And those were important things. And mm-hmm. one of the few bands that I have seen do that and continue to do that. Yeah. And I think that's part of your strength.
I think it's a respect and a love for each other, you know. And you have to love the guys you're playing with.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of good guitarists and good drummers and good, you know, But are they the kind of people you want to hang with? You know, are they good people?
Right.
You want to play with good men, and then if they happen,
and women
and women, of course, mm-hmm. and if they happen to be great artists, and man, that's great. Well, I just was blessed to be able to play with the best of people, as well as the greatest musicians, you know, that I've worked with, mm-hmm. and so yeah, and so you're honest with each other. I've always told guys. Look, guys, it's always about the song, all right? It's never about a personal thing. Mm-hmm. I think you're brilliant. You're brilliant, or we wouldn't be even
So if we critique each
talking.
Other, it's for the sake of the song.
That's right. It's about the music, you know, and you have to wrestle with music, and you have to until it goes yes, until it sings, as my wife would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care if she's putting up drapes or anything. Does it sing? Does it sing? If it doesn't sing, be honest and say, no, it doesn't sing yet.
Okay.
And that's how it is with a band, with music. You know, you can't just kind of, yeah, that's kind of good. No. You know, you always want to stress and be the very best you can be every single time you play.
Now, did you and Karen meet through music, or was music the byproduct of you meeting? Because she's very talented. Your daughter's very talented. Mm-hmm. Your family's very talented. You're involved mm-hmm. not only in the commercial side, but as you mentioned, in the church groups.
Yeah.
So there's a common ground there. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
The musical Chicken.
Okay.
Came out, and that's how we met. You know, she was going to film school, Columbia Film College, and she was a film student, and she needed a film score. And my keyboard player at the time, Tom Pyle, he's out in New York now doing great, writing lots of stuff. He and I wrote the score for her film.
Hmm.
And then we went into the studio, Columbia Studios, and we laid it down. And that's where we met, and we talked about music. We fell in love.
All right. Another thing that you love, obviously, is music itself. So we have time, but we got about 4 minutes left. Do you want to play live, or do you want to play the CD? Your choice.
Let's play this next song.
Okay, tell us about it. Front
okay,
sell it.
This is it's called "The Long Way Around," which sometimes love does take the long way around, and it certainly did with me.
And this is a song you wrote with Ken Sciarrillo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. More new music, Bernie Glimm. Again, follow him at BernieGlimmCountryRoads.com or just simply type in Bernie Glimm and you'll find him. This is new music on Lake Shore.
I fell in love for the last time years ago when you walked up to me and said hello. I didn't know it then. 10 years and we'd be back again where we were supposed to be all along. We went the long way around to get here on solid ground. Took some time for our heads to catch our hearts. God works in crazy ways. Even he took 7 days to make the land, the mountains, and the sea. Sometimes a long way around is what love needs. South and you became wife and a mother in the carpool lane. I was running down my dreams. We both kept wondering if we were where we were supposed to be all along. We went the long way around to get here on solid ground. Took some time for our heads to catch our hearts. God works in crazy ways. Even he took 7 days to make the land, mountains, and the sea. Sometimes a long way round is what love needs.
hand in mine. I ain't letting go this time. Let's just say I love you, not goodbye. We went the long way around to get here on solid ground. Took some time for our heads to catch our hearts. God works in crazy ways. Even he took 7 days to make the land, mountains, and the sea. Yeah, sometimes a long way around. Sometimes a long way around.